said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. I'm moving.
Enjoying a warm bath in silence is an induction into pure bliss. Unhurried, I rest without distraction and know water is contact with the First Mother. Soaking in warm water is a conversation with silence, and our cells listen. A long warm bath is quietening and expands knowing. Playing in water dissolves pain. Returning to water, the womb of peace. Water is unconscious. Water is a kindness, dissolving tension. Feeling much younger, restored innocence after a bath. Playing in water is always and has been a savior. The mysterious creek, a childhood oracle. Long swims in Hawaiian water are a soul cure. Ocean holds the cosmic song of dolphins and whales. Long after they sing. Deep ocean swimming is a form of flying. Resistant and supportive, water helps us feel embodied in a luxurious way. Letting go in water teaches pure being, no thought, no mind. Shape-lifting water is a wild immortal who can do anything. Water shows me that who I am now is more than who I was at the time any memory was made. Water teaches humility, surrender and flow. Water forgets the shape of its interaction, returning quickly to herself. Tears are oceans moving inside. The rushing river unlocks my possibilities somehow. Surrender to warm water overcomes impatience and urgency. Water is a goddess of renewal, a daily miracle. A dhyan open to this water surrounds and accepts. Water is a goddess. Spirit moved upon the face of the water. So in this journey of pranic living, every day we will explore a new dimension. Every day we'll try to understand how to become more and more pranic every day. And the core component of pranic living is raising one's vibrations. The more you increase your vibrations, the more you shift towards pranic living. And as is already said, pranic living is entering into higher consciousness. Spiritual enlightenment and pranic living are one and the same thing. Pranic lifestyle is to increase the pranic flow within you. You become more of spirit. You become less of body. You become more of light. You become more of less of earth. You let go of everything that is gross, that is dense, that is heavy, and you usher into what is light. Pranic living is to become light worker. Pranic living is to become light eater. When your body remains charged all the time, your DNA is activated all the time, your cells are reprogrammed. They get rid of all the dependencies. It is the mental programming. It is the mental mastery. It is the reprogramming. It is the deprogramming and then reprogramming. It is to get rid of all the belief systems of dependencies. I need this, I need that. Pranic living is the ultimate freedom. It is a lifestyle of liberty. So from last 2-3 days, we are seeing different elements, different components, different practices that we should incorporate into our daily living to become more pranic. And today, we will touch a very sensitive subject, and that is water. Water is known as liquid light. Water is life. Water is light. We are surrounded by water. The earth has 70% water and our body has 70% water. Dr. Masaru Emoto did a lot of experiments on water. And he found out the connection between emotions and water, thought and water, intent and water. We will post in group his book, The Hidden Messages of Water. You can go through that book. The various experiments that he did He also did experiment on rice, not just on water. Take water, write love on it, and see what happens. Take a container of water and he wrote disgust, hatred, and saw the pattern. Water retains memories. Water restores memories. And the whole earth is one supercomputer. Water itself is a supercomputer. Interconnected. The ocean, the clouds, the water. We take water into the system through the pores of the skin, through nostril and through mouth. Three ways. Through the pores of the skin, through mouth and through nostrils. Activating water is a very important step. And if you drink activating water, activated water, you activate yourself. You raise your frequency. If you can raise the frequency of water, our body is water. We are water beings. We are watery beings. If you can raise the frequency of the water you are drinking, it raises the frequency of the consumer. The one who is drinking. So in today's session, we will see different methods, means, ways to activate water. But there is one important step before activating the water. And that step is bless the water. That step is bless the water. So bless the ocean, bless the clouds, bless the water which is around you. Let this water become blessed. Create new thoughts, create pure thoughts in the mind. This also is one part of activation. So you can take the first method of activating the water is bless it. How do you bless? By talking with water. I love you. Whom? Water. So when you drink water, create a thought. I love this water. I love this water. I love this water. I bless this water. I am thankful for this water. Create a sense of gratitude for water. Love, bless, and thanks. Water, love, ocean, gratitude for ocean, gratitude for clouds, gratitude for water. So that is the first step. Second, how do you activate the water? You activate the water by thought. You charge the water. How do you charge? Through your drishti, you purify the water. I am the master purifier. By my touch, I purify this water. By my drishti, I purify this water. By the thought, I purify the water. And when this water is purified, and if I drink this water, I get purified. So, the second is thought. Create a powerful thought while drinking water. And drinking water should be unhurried. Don't gulp the water down. And so also the juices. So when you drink the juice, how much time a tree has taken to create an apple? Months together. And you create the juice and you gulp it down in 2 minutes. So water, drinking, is a celebration, is a meditation in itself. So thought, put emotions into it. If I drink this water, all my bodily elements will go away. Ailments will go away. This water has got super healing power, energies. The water of rivers, they retain healing energies. Ganges and other rivers, they had healing properties. So create a thought that this water has got healing power. So moment I drink it, I'll become healthy, radiant. The blockages in my system would go away. The arteries which are clogged would get opened. The chakras which are blocked would get open. The aura will increase. The joint pains and the ossifications and the sclerosis of the arteries would open up. The intestine which is clogged, blocked, would get open. And emotions are connected to your stomach. Emotions are connected to stomach. When the stomach is absolutely clean, you feel very light in the mind. When the stomach is filled with undigested food and intestines are filled with fecal matter, your thoughts are not clear. You are what you eat means food becomes thoughts. So the most important subject in spirituality is none but food. Because food is becoming thought, food is becoming emotions. And whatever that is undigested, whatever that is unthrown, whatever that is stuck, clogged, and blocking the system will block the mind. Food blocked here, thoughts blocked there. Gut is your second brain. Gut is your second brain. Intestine. So the second method is create thought. Create a powerful thought and charge the water. And drink that charged water. The third method. Keep the water in sun or moon, sun charged water. Let the dancing rays of the sun enter that water. See that the container is made up of glass. So you can get a glass container, 1 liter, 2 liter, 5 liter, whatever, and keep it whole day and let the sun rays enter that water and drink that. You can cover that water, of course. The covering lid can be of, but let not plastic, don't eat plastics. Don't eat plastics. Plastic bottles, plastic containers, whatever that is plastic in the kitchen should be thrown out. Anything which is plastic should not touch what we eat, drink. Let it be steel, let it be aluminium, gold. Any food is not to be kept in plastic. Plastic reduces the energy. Plastic will reduce the energy. Anything which is kept in the fridge will decrease the energy. A fruit which is kept out and the fruit which is kept in the kitchen, in the freezer, that energy will go down. The pranic flow will get reduced. The freon gas, you know, fridge, what is the mechanism of refrigerator? You can go and study and understand. The freon gas, freon 12, it circulates. It reduces the frequency as much as possible. But again, we are living in the century, in this century, so everything perfect is impossible. You have to compromise. Because the civilization itself has made the life impossible. If we try to be ideal, probably it will be difficult to live. So reduce as much as possible and eat only those things which can be, which drink it or eat it within 24 hours. Don't bring so many things so that you have to keep it in fridge. Eat and finish it off so that nothing remains for tomorrow. Vegetables, finish today itself, only one day. So next day you go and get new vegetables. Rich, free life. So the third method is sun charged water or moon charged water. You can keep it in moon at night also. So let the water get charged for 6 hours, 8 hours. Keep it in a glass container. And full moon. Yes, of course, full moon. But better method is sun charged rather than moon charged. Because some dark energies are there at night. Feng Shui and all this, they do not recommend that. But yes, so third method is sun charge the water. Let the water get charged with sun. And sun is superpower. Sun contains all the hues and colors. So those colors will enter the water. The healing energy, sun has the greatest healing power. Yesterday we saw it, the sun. So sun is the greatest healer. One author has written that. Take your dictionary and read the names of all the diseases that you know of. And the answer for all the diseases is sun rays, healing energies of the rays, sun rays. So the third method of activating the water is sun charging. Fourth, crystals. You can keep crystals in the water, the jar of water, even for a few hours. Some crystals are kept. The water gets activated, the water gets charged, the water becomes powerful. The healing, it turns into a healing source by putting crystals, quartz crystal. There are so many crystals available. So you can use crystals in the water. But again, it should not become a mechanical process. It should have a thought. With what intent you are keeping the crystal, that is more important. Mind set is more important than anything else. As we said, a farmer is there. He spends the whole day in nature. He walks barefoot in his field. But yet sometimes, many times he gets sick. Why? Because he's unconscious. He doesn't know. He's unaware. He doesn't know the pranic flow which is there in the atmosphere. He doesn't know the prana which is moving in the system. He doesn't know the importance of ground, earth, soil. He is just doing it as a routine. And his thoughts are something else. He is thinking of earning. He is thinking of livelihood. He is not thinking of the pranic flow. He is not thinking of higher consciousness. So it will not benefit him. People spend the whole day in sun, in the beaches and everywhere. But yet when they do their vitamin levels, it is found very low. Why? With what intent you do it, it's more important. You stand in the sun and imagine and visualize that all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the carbohydrates, all the fats, all the micronutrients, whatever I need is coming from prana. I am filled with prana. I am filled with energy. I am filled with life. I am filled with radiance. I am filled with healing energy. I am the divine healer. You create a thought and then that thought will work. So the fourth method is crystals. Fifth, essential oils. A drop of essential oil. If you suppose you have a can of water, put a drop of essential oil. There are different oils, peppermint oil and so many. Just one drop is enough. But with thought that this drop would purify the entire water. So putting essential oils. Then, next method, 6. Colors. You know, water container, but different colors are there. So, those colors would charge the water. You know, glass container with colors, that can also charge the water. Yeah? Colored bottles, they can charge the water. So, colored bottles, they also charge the water. Then, flowers, flower petals, rose petal, just put in the water. That will charge the entire water. Then, fruits. Lemon juice, a drop of lemon in the water. If you have a container of 5 liter, just put a drop of lemon or lime or sliced strawberry, put into that. The whole water will get charged. So fruits, they have charging power. Flowers, they have charging power. Tulsi leaves, people put lime, lemon, Kapoor, anything, but that will charge. But again, the intent is very important. A thought that this will charge the water, and the moment I will drink charged water, it will heal me. All the blockages in the system would get opened. The mental blockages would get opened. Lemon is a very important thing. You know, lemon, people go to restaurants and at the end, a bowl comes. And they wash hands. That has got lemon. So lemon cleanses. It has got cleansing properties. It will clean you. So the next method is fruits. Just a drop of lemon. Then shower or bathing. Shower and bathing. The best place to shower is ocean. Dip in the ocean is very, very recharging. It's a healing energy. It's that ocean is a great healer. Ocean has got great healing properties. So if possible, go to natural places like ocean, waterfall, rivers, dam, anything. Oh, dam is little unnatural, but yes, river, waterfall, ocean. When you go and take bath in these places, lakes are stagnated, but still it is natural. Okay, so you can go and take bath in these places, shower in these places, will recharge you, and you don't feel like to come out of that. Water is very addictive. So whenever they go for picnic and there is an ocean or there is a river or there is a waterfall, half of the people are sitting in the bus and the rest are in the water. They don't want to come out. 2 hours, 3 hours, they don't want to come out from the water. Because, yeah, you should be expert into that. But if you can't go to ocean should come to you. If the Muhammad cannot come to you, if you cannot go to Muhammad, Muhammad should come to you. That's what they say. So how? Salt water. Salt water bath. This you can do almost every day. Himalayan pink salt. Black salt or rock salt. These two you can use for salt water bath. And there are two methods. First, you put water on your body. And then take the salt and apply it, rub it everywhere. Okay. And then wait 1 or 2 minutes and take warm water and wash it off. And then at last, always the bath should end with cold water. The colder it is, the best. Chilled will be the best thing. So this is one method. Second, put the entire salt into the bucket. Whatever, it should become salty. So you put salt into the bucket, stir it, and then take bath. So this has got in pranic healing, it has got a lot of importance. because that water turns charged. So by bathing in the water, another bath tubs, you know, tub. That is also very, 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 very recharging. When you take bath, your mind naturally becomes pure. You don't get body conscious thoughts. So in the terms of spirituality, you become soul conscious. Because these are natural surfaces. These have got fire, earth, water, sky. These all have got healing energies. So shower or bath. Rain. Yeah, take rain water is purest. But nowadays it has become acidic and polluted because of the atmosphere. But yes, taking bath in rainwater is best. The next method is shaking the water, vortexing. Whatever water is there, shake it nicely. With the thought that this water is getting purified. Shake it. It energizes the water. You shake the water. And know the importance of water. That this water is very purifying. It will purify me. It will purify my entire being. It will purify the entire system. With this thought, you do this. And when you do this, automatically, the water will get purified. Then, yeah, so these are some of the methods to purify the water. So know the importance. Some people don't like to drink water. While if you see the lighter elements, you have a chart. This is a chart of different liquids. The lightest liquid is pure water. The next in number is pomegranate without seed. Third, watermelon. There are so many cucumber and then kiwi, orange, papaya. Yeah, blueberries. Blueberries you can dip in the water. They also will charge the water. Apples, mangoes, herbs, banana. And then denser and denser. These are lightest, is pure water. Go down, 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 down. Banana will come. Then coconut. Then nuts and seeds. Then starchy vegetables. Then milk, eggs and flesh. Flesh is the last. Very dense. Very heavy. Cereals, grains, nuts, these are heavy. Some people say that these grains are worse than even non-veg. Grains are even worse, they are heavy for the system. So the first and the foremost things is to do is to get rid of grains totally. All the cereals. Grains means your wheat, your rice, your all pulses and legumes, let it be as less as possible. If not possible, keep them once a day. Only once a day. Because all the cereals, they need cooking. One. They need salt and condiments. Second. Third. You want them hot. Hot. Tawa to mouth. You want to eat them hot. Second. After eating, you want to drink water. You become thirsty. And the story doesn't end. It increases hunger. When you drink soup, you feel more hungry. When you drink juice, you don't feel hungry. Tomato juice and tomato soup, what is the difference? One is tomato juice. When you drink, you fulfilled, you feel. You don't want to drink. But if you drink soup, your appetite is increased. You want to eat something now. That's why in the restaurant, they serve soup first, before food. So that your appetite is increased. Here is the journey of decrease of appetite. So that your appetite naturally goes down and you become energetic as well. So all cereals, all soup business, they are also dangerous things. Once in a while it's fine. But not every day. So in the pranic journey, these are the different methods. Just revise. First method, bless the water. Second method, thought, intent. Third method, sun charging or moon charging. Fourth, crystals, then essential oils, then colors, then flowers, then fruits, then shower or bathing, then salty water bathing, and then shaking or vortexing, and then bathing in the rainy water, and so on. So your thought, your emotions are connected to water. We are water beings. So purify yourself by purifying your water. So these are all the seven, eight methods of purifying the water. So every time, and another thing, drink slowly, eat the water. The best method to drink the water is with spoon or straw. Spoon or straw. Which straw? Wooden straw or steel straw, not the plastics. Get rid of all the plastics everywhere which is there. Don't eat plastics anymore. But this is a very difficult job. What you will do with already existing plastics? We have an ocean of plastic in the kitchen. Everything is plastic. So the best method is gradually shift toward glass and spoons and plasticless kitchen and fireless kitchen. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel.
Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods.